información. 91-133-5831.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
the show with no name.
Ooh, that's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0, and we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Macho Man.
That's right. It's Nacho in the house, my amigos. And I don't know about you guys, but wow, time is flying by this morning. I can't believe it's already 11:31 a.m. And we are halfway through the program. We have reached the halfway point, el Ecuador, as you say. And, well, folks, we've got so much more still to do on the show. So let's listen to our Say What soundbite for the third time. A lot of you have figured it out already, so congratulations. Those of you who haven't, well, you got two more listens. What are you waiting for? All right, let's hear it for the third time, Nacho.
If I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, I won't look any further than my own backyard.
There we go, amigos. Not too long. You know, sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter, but I don't want to make it hard all the time, right? It's got to be easy sometimes. And I think this one, this person speaks very clearly. As I said, it's not a lot of text, so... all right. Well, that said, my amigos, there's our Say What soundbite. What we've got to do now is we have to sing our song, our Name That Lyric, which is Iron Maiden's Fear of the Dark. And you know what? You guys better sing it with me. Más os vale. All right. Let's do it.
A light in the black, or just a fear of the dark.
Fear of the dark.
Someone's always there.
Start to a song, huh? Me encanta como se va. It starts building and building and building until it just explodes. There it is, Fear of the Dark by Iron Maiden, que ya sabemos que no se pronuncia Iron, sino Iron. All right, well, guys, I'm actually out of breath. No puedo ni respirar. It's hard. Some songs are really hard to sing, and you can imagine Bruce Dickinson. You can hear how high. He hits some really high notes. Have you run your finger? Really, really high notes. So there it is, folks. Iron Maiden with Fear of the Dark. But we've got to keep moving along, folks. So it's time for another challenge. It's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Trouble. I said double, double trouble, double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble.
That's right, my amigos. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And as always, in this translation, you guys have to use the same word twice. It's where we look at double meaning. So we'll see if you guys are able to figure it out. All right, here it goes. Today's Double Trouble.
Si tiras esa bebida en mi coche, derramas, tiras, ¿no? Tiras. Si tiras esa bebida en mi coche, te voy a dejar aquí mismo.
Okay, so vais en el coche y dices a tu amigo torpe, your clumsy friend, y le dices, oye, si tiras esa bebida en mi coche, te voy a dejar aquí mismo. All right, there you go, folks. Remember, it's not just any translation. It's a double trouble translation. So what does that mean? It means you got to use the same word twice. So let's see if our amigos can figure it out on Twitter. As I said, thanks so much, guys. Last week, we hit the 30,000 mark on Twitter, which is, whoa, 30,000. That's nuts. It's absolutely crazy, 30,000. I can't imagine all those people interested in what I'm saying, teaching, sharing, right? All right, let's take a look. Iñaki, check the second part of your sentence. Iñaki, be careful, man. Today you were first twice, but you were wrong twice. So be careful. Remember what I said? I'd rather you get it right than be first. Okay, so let's look at number two. JM Hermosilla, good try, but that's not the one we're looking for. Javi Lopez, not bad. Not bad. Has a different connotation. Okay, the one I have, the one that the person who got it exactly as I had was Mr. Houses. Flipada. All right, well, the good thing is I've got so many people, Javi Lopez, Flipada, JM Hermosilla, you guys have all participated, and each of you, para que veas, lo originales que sois, you see how original you guys are, you have all used a different verb. Which is awesome because we're going to look at each and every one of those verbs. So that's not a bad thing. right? Jesús, te falta en la segunda parte una preposición. All right, so, guys, let's take a look. Vero says, we are the best students because we have one of the best teachers ever. Thank you so much. Very kind of you, Vero. Always a pleasure. Okay, so there's the postman. What's up, buddy? Melena participating as well. Okay, si tiras esa bebida en mi coche, te voy a dejar aquí mismo. Now let's define the word tirar. Because some of our listeners put throw. Like Flipada said, if you throw that drink in my car, I will throw you out. Y eso es correcto. Pero esto es lanzar o arrojar. No es tirar como, ¡ay, se me ha caído! So, yes, it's correct, Flipada. Just want to make sure that we define the different verbs there. Okay, so yo decía tirar sin querer, pero bien, no lo dije. Así que eso nos vale. If you throw, si lanzas, tiras, en ese sentido, como aposta, that drink in my car, I will throw you out, de hecho. Good, Flipada, I love it. Wasn't the one I was thinking of, but I wanted to give it to you because it's important that we look at that word, tirar algo. Porque tirando algo, cuando usamos la palabra throw, tú lo estás haciendo queriendo, lo estás haciendo, sabes, con toda la intención del mundo, to throw something, okay? Para que nos quede claro. Okay, so si tiras esa bebida, let's see another one here. Now, Javi López says, if you dump that drink. Now, dump es como literalmente cogerlo y volcarlo boca arriba, ¿no? To turn the cup upside down, go pluck. Like a dump truck es estos camiones que llevan arena y luego se levantan, right? So this is, to dump something is literally go gluck. So now dumping it is also an intentional thing, but that's fine. And he said, I'm going to dump you right here. Te voy a dejar. Y dump es como dejar, pero tirado. So again, awesome. Great. Not the one I was thinking of, but you guys are just showing me how original and how rich and varied my listeners are. So that's a great one, too. Dump. The postman used that one, too. So if you dump that drink, just want you to know the difference between throwing something, que es al aire, dumping, que es boca arriba, hasta y lo pones boca abajo. Ahí tienes. Okay? Y dump también es, te voy a dejar aquí, pero a lo bestia. Throw you out es echarte. So, Flipada, great job. Javi López as well, great job. Okay, so we got more options. All right, let's see other options. If you spill that drink in my car, JM Hermosilla. Now, spill is sin querer. All right, so this is now tirar sin querer. Oh, man, I spilled my drink. ¿Ves como no es throw en ese caso? I spilled my drink. So there's another word for tirar. Hay tanto, ¿no? Hay tanto matiz aquí entre estas palabras. It's great. Me encanta que surgen todas estas palabras. I think it's great because we're looking at the difference in usage and in meaning of each one. Because they're similar, but they're not. They're their own. You know, dumping something is different than spilling something, you know. I think of spilling and I think of water. I think of psh, right? But you don't spill something on purpose usually. You dump something on purpose, right? Because you literally turn it upside down. Right. So good, good. All right. And let's see if we have any more. Drop, throw, dump, ditch. Melena says ditch. If you ditch, now ditch es tirar como basura. También. If you ditch that can in my car, I'm going to ditch you right away. Te voy a dejar enseguida aquí. So that te voy a abandonar, to ditch. Qué creatividad, eh? Excellent, excellent stuff, guys. Really. All right, so let's take a look then. The one I had was drop. Now, to drop something is usually like spilling it. But you don't spill your car keys. You drop them. Oh, si algo se cae al suelo, you drop it, right? Spill is usually liquids, something in a glass. So that's why I said drop. No, si tiras esa bebida. So, they're all right. Just want to make sure you know the difference. So drop is, sin querer. Piensa en el mic drop. En ese caso haces el drop queriendo, no cuando tiras el micro. But usually if you drop something, nobody wants to bend over and pick things up, so you don't normally drop something on purpose. So this was the translation I had. Si tiras esa bebida en mi coche, if you drop that drink in my car, te voy a dejar aquí mismo. I'm going to drop you off right here. Okay, to drop someone off es dejarle. It's a really good one if you're a parent. You have to drop your kids off at school in the morning, right? To drop off. Very different than drop, right? To drop off. So there we go, my amigos. Great job. Un aplauso, Nacho, para todos, porque realmente aquí es donde se ve la creatividad que tienen nuestros alumnos. Really fascinating, guys, how you use your noggin. Noggin es una forma informal de decir cabeza, coco, ¿no? Noggin, N-O-G-G-I-N. You guys really use your noggin. So great job. Fantastic. All right, well, we've got a lot to go still on the show. So, I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at a section where we look at words that sound the same, or perhaps they don't. Well, we'll find out right now on Homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. And homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Because homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Homophones, only on the show with no name. And, well, here's where I'm going to give you guys two words. I'm going to give you the words in Spanish. And, well, this is where you guys tell me what the words are in English. And part two, I also want to know, what these words, not what they have in common. Even if I said what they have in common. I want to know if they sound exactly the same or not. Okay? Are you ready? Now, the first word is, I don't know if many people are familiar with this word. The good news is we used it today on the program. The word is another word for, in Spanish, ocioso, vago, improductivo, inútil, perdona, en reposo, parado. No está funcionando. We talked about our poop train today, right? We talked about that. And we said that the train was, right? Sin movimiento. The train was, for 2.5 weeks. So that's our first word. It starts with an I. Empieza con I latina, okay? And it's in Spanish, not moving, doing nothing, lazy, non-productive, right? It starts with an I. The second word is ídolo. Ídolo. Right? Ídolo. So, two words we're looking for here. The first word is ocioso, vago, holgazán, algo que no se mueve, que no es productivo. Y el segundo, la segunda palabra es ídolo. Okay? Ambos empiezan con I latina. Y I don't know. Let's see. Let's see. Okay. Jester, I'm looking at Twitter here. All right, we've got some people who have guessed the words here. We've got Jester Express. We've got Javi Lopez. We've got Melena, Paloma as well. Okay, so a lot of people participating. All right. We've got J.M. Hermosilla, Jesus, Iñaki. Okay. Let's see. Most people are saying that they are homophones. Jesus Montero, careful with your spelling. You misspelled the first word. Okay? So careful with your spelling. The first word is misspelled. All right. Well, what I'm seeing right now is most of you guys know the words, and most of you say that these two words sound exactly the same, meaning that they are, in fact, homophones. All right. Well, let's take a look at the words. Let's hear the words. That's the best way. All right. So the first word is I-D-L-E. I-D-L-E. Idle se escribe. Se pronuncia idle, right? We talked about the train being idle. A person who is idle is not doing anything, right? It's lack of movement, right? So idle. A lot of times your computer can be idle. Está en reposo, right? It's idle. I-D-L-E. You can leave your car idle. I-D-L-E. That's with the engine running. En ralentí, en reposo. Right? Idle. I-D-L-E. Okay? We saw it in our news report. All right. The second word is like the Spanish word, ídolo, but we take out that O at the end, and that one is pronounced idle. Idle. So, do those words sound the same or not? I don't know. Let's hear them again. Sin movimiento. Idle. Ídolo. Idle. Absolutely, folks. These are 110%. Well, that doesn't exist. These are 100% homophones. Absolutely. Right? So idle, like in the series American Idol, right? Ídolo and idle. So most idols are not idle, right? Muchos ídolos no son holgazanes, no son vagos, right? It says here in Argentina, they say larva. Hey, that makes sense. It makes sense. I'm all for it, right? I'm all for it as yo lo apoyo. If it makes sense, I say, let's do it. So yes, folks, the words idle, sin movimiento, sin productividad, inactivo, and the word ídolo. Now, it's interesting, though, because the word ídolo, because it looks like idol, right? But it's idle. It sounds almost like it's not a T, but it's like a light D. It's not like we stop to pronounce that. So we don't say idol, right? It's like idle, idle, ol. Es un sonido muy importante de hacer en inglés. Idle. Reminds me of the musician Billy Idol. Money, money, ride the pony, money, money. Billy Idol. Here's a good way to remember it. Billy Idol was very popular in the 80s and 90s. But right now, his career is what some would call idle. And I believe, if I'm correct, Eric Idle is his name. I-D-L-E is from, yes, Eric Idle. And if you guys, now, this one is interesting because his name es un ídolo, este tío, pero su nombre no se pronuncia así. So Eric Idle is from Monty Python. You guys know from the comedy team, the comedic troupe, Eric Idle, right? Idle. O sea, que su nombre es Eric Holgazán, pero es un ídolo a todo el mundo. There's a good way to remember it. Eric Idle is my idol. Eric Holgazán from Monty Python's comedy troupe is my idol. Si no aprendemos nada en esta sección es el que se oye mucho en el inglés. Idol. Idol. All right. Well, guys, the program is not idle because we have a lot more to go on today's program. We have to do today's famous birthdays. We still have to do Name That Movie. Let's take a look. What have we got? Okay. Name That Movie. I think it'll be an easy one today. Maybe not. Maybe not. We also have to solve our Say What soundbite. I would say probably about 10, 15 people have figured it out already. Remember, the most important part is what's being said. The bonus, the cherry on top, is telling me who's saying it or where it's from. But that's not the important part. The important part is for you to be able to write down what you're hearing in English, all right? And as with every program, we have all different voices, you know, different speeds, different rhythms, different time periods. As I always tell you guys, they spoke very different in the 1950s. They spoke very different than they'd speak now. So even that changes. But hey, that's what the whole section is about, folks. All right, well, we're going to a quick commercial break, our final commercial break. And when we come back, it'll be Tuesday afternoon. And we still have a lot to go. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Giri te dice,
let me get this straight.
Significa A, déjame que lo piense, B, a ver si lo entiendo, o C, tienes que ir todo recto. La respuesta en dos minutos.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores sin saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
Un estudio de la prestigiosa Universidad de Wisconsin ha demostrado que las ballenas en realidad se comunican en inglés. El Departamento de Lingüística de la Universidad llevó a cabo un experimento en el que los sujetos escuchaban ruidos de ballenas durante 2 horas todos los días. Y al cabo de 2 meses, todos eran perfectamente bilingües. Vamos a escuchar un ejemplo.
What are we going to have for dinner, darling?
Fish again, honey.
Que no te cuenten historias. Si necesitas aprender inglés ya y con un método que realmente funciona, apúntate a una de nuestras inmersiones en inglés en España. Convivirás con profesores Vaughan durante varios días y verás cómo tu nivel sube como la espuma. Infórmate sobre nuestros programas de inmersión en España en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Nosotros te damos oportunidad tras oportunidad. Y el 21 de marzo, una nueva, para conocer las claves del éxito. Emprender y liderar. Seminario sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo con 2 ponentes de lujo, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Jueves 21 de marzo de 16:30 a 20:30 horas en la oficina central de Vaughan en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. No dejes pasar esta oportunidad. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario. grupovaughan.com/seminario.
I studied English in school when I was able to understand them without translating in my mind what they were saying. That's when I said, wow, since I have a daughter, we try
be to like Sol. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
Si un guiri te dice,
let me get this straight.
Significa, ve, a ver si lo entiendo. Literalmente, dicen, déjame que entienda esto correctamente. Por cierto, déjame que lo piense sería,
let me think about it.
Y tienes que ir todo recto sería,
you have to go straight ahead.
Por favor, ¿quería un helado? Sí, fresco.
An ice cream? Yes, of course. What do you prefer? A tub of creamy vanilla ice cream, which is very smooth and soft, or a refreshing iced lemon drink. By the way, do you fancy toppings?
Oh, your English is fantastic. Where are you from?
Me? I'm from Vaughan Town.
Este verano, ven a Vaughan Town, el lugar donde vivirás una experiencia única que equivale a 500 horas de clase y mejorará tu nivel de inglés. Atrévete a vivir en inglés y verás la diferencia. Llama al 93-339-8687 o visítanos en Gran Vía de Carlos III, número 86.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And guys, it is officially Tuesday afternoon. That's right. We made it through another morning. Hey, wasn't so bad, was it? No, not at all. Not at all, amigos. All right. Well, we need to listen to our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. So this is your last chance to jot it down. Dámelo, Nacho.
If I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, I won't look any further than my own backyard.
There you go, folks. Short and sweet. If you know who's speaking, well, that's not nearly as important as what's being said. All right. So if you still want to participate, you can do that on Twitter. All right. In the meantime, I think it's time for a section where we take you to the cinema, as my British friends would say. It's time for Name That Film.
Name That Movie.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And if you guys recommend any movies, I'd love to hear it because my wife and I are dying to go to the movies. We haven't been in a while, right? Or go to the cinema, as the British say. We're dying to go to the movies because we haven't been in a while, but it's the same thing happens every time. You go and you look at what's playing, and you're like, no, nope, no, no, ni de coña, no way, forget it. So if there's any good movies right now playing in English in Spain, I'd love to know about it because maybe I just need a recommendation, but nothing sounds too appetizing or looks like something I'd want to spend 2 hours watching, you know, because it's not just the money. It's not the money it costs, but it's also the investment of saying, I'm going to go spend 2 hours somewhere. And if I don't like it, well, I could have done something else. And for restless people like myself, gente inquieta como yo, oh, that'll kill you. Pensando, me gasté 2 horas viendo esta tonta película. So the same way I give you guys recommendations, I'm always open to recommendations as well. But as I tell you, too, another thing you guys need to do, if you haven't done it, like yesterday we looked at Airplane, the movie. Well, one thing is, of course, watching the classics again, rewatching the classics in English, right? That's the key. All right. Here we go, folks. Today's Name That Movie. As always, I give you a little scene and you guys tell me the name of the movie. You can participate on Twitter. Here we go. Hello, Arthur. Hello, Mr. Johnson. I haven't seen much of you lately. Well, the reason you haven't seen much of me is because I normally pick Susan up at her apartment in town, and you live here. Want a drink? I never drink. No one in my family ever drinks. Oh, that's great. You probably never run out of ice your whole life. There you go. So, my amigos, short little scene over there between two individuals. Somebody's offering someone a drink. No, algo de beber, un trago, you could say, una bebida. Somebody's offering somebody a drink. H. Veronica says, Green Book. Yeah, okay, I'm going to go check that. That one won the Oscar, if I'm not mistaken. All right, well, H. Veronica, if you tell me it's worth it, well, I will check it out. There's Anix participating in the Say What soundbite. Great job. Wow, a lot of people got it today. All right, we've got some winners for today's Name That Movie, our top three. Ladies and gentlemen, Express, Iñaki, and Paloma. Oh, yeah. All right, nice job, folks. The movie is called Arthur. In English, Arturo in English, Arthur, hay que sacar ese TH ahí, Arthur, right? A nickname for Arthur is Art or Artie in English, right? Artie or Art. Arthur, the movie is called Arthur. Now, in Spanish, of course, it's not called Arthur. Bueno, sí, Arthur, el soltero de oro, the golden bachelor. The Golden Bachelor, Arthur. This is a movie starring Dudley Moore and the famous actress, singer, performer, Liza Minnelli as well. And this is, well, Dudley Moore. Dudley Moore, I remember him. He was a funny actor. He was a comical little Englishman. And this was, in fact, he wasn't the first choice to play Arthur. As many cases, what we realize in the Name That Movie section is a lot of times movies don't end up the way they were initially planned. You know, a lot of people turned down roles. A lot of roles were given to someone else, right? So that's something that happens quite a bit over there. And but the producers originally wanted an American actor for the part of Arthur. And well, in the end, they went with Dudley Moore. But some of the role was originally offered to James Caan, the amazing James Caan, Al Pacino, Robert Redford, John Travolta, and they all passed on the role. None of them wanted to do it. So Dudley Moore said, I'll do it. I'm in. So now there's one point when they were filming, as I said, the behind the scenes are very interesting because the movie's, it's a silly movie. I don't know if you guys remember it, but there was one point when they were filming on Fifth Avenue in New York, and a real bus came, and Liza Minnelli boarded that bus. She got on that bus thinking it was the prop bus, you know, for the movie. The one that, you know, was used for, you know, was being rented for the movie. And, well, she got on the bus and she went halfway down the block. And as she turned around, everybody on the film crew was cracking up. They couldn't stop laughing. And it was because she got on the wrong bus. She got on a real New York City bus and not the bus that was supposed to be used for the movie. And everybody was cracking up. As I said, it did shoot in New York City in the summer of 1980. Thousands and thousands of people gathered on the streets because they were curious about Liza Minnelli's new project. Now, Liza Minnelli, she's famous all over the world, but in New York City, she's New York City's sweetheart, Liza Minnelli. And in fact, one of the onlookers, an onlooker, somebody who's there looking on, confused her with her mother, Judy Garland. She says, oh, you know, I'm a really big fan of yours. I loved all your movies. And when she started saying the movies, she goes, that's my mother. Because Liza Minnelli's mother is a very famous actress. And her name is Judy Garland. Judy Garland. So somebody, imagine being confused. Well, hey, it's not a bad person to be mixed up for, you know, very talented mother. Okay, it's not a bad thing. Now, also, as I said, many men were considered for the role of Arthur, and many women were considered for the role. Mia Farrow, Goldie Hawn, Bette Midler, Susan Sarandon, Meryl Streep. But in the end, the role went to Liza Minnelli, and she played opposite Arthur in this movie. All right, so this is a scene between Arthur and Burt Johnson. Burt Johnson. And basically, Burt Johnson says, "Hello, Arthur. Hello, Arthur." And Arthur says, "Hello, Mr. Johnson. Hello, Mr. Johnson." And Burt says, "I haven't seen much of you lately." Now, this is a way to say, "No te he visto mucho últimamente." We haven't seen much of you lately. No, no hemos visto mucho de ti últimamente. And I remember there's a really funny joke. I don't remember the movie, but I think it was Val Kilmer. A scene with actor Val Kilmer. And a teacher says to him, I believe it was, I could be wrong. A teacher says to him, "We haven't seen much of you in the lab lately." No hemos visto lo suficiente de ti en el laboratorio últimamente, right? Que es una forma de decir, no te hemos visto apenas, right? And he says, "Well, I can gain some weight." Puedo poner peso, right? I haven't seen much, no he visto mucho de ti. Es una expresión un poco rara, pero significa, no te hemos visto mucho últimamente. I haven't seen much of you lately. Lately, clave para el presente perfecto, ¿no? Últimamente. And Arthur says, "Well, the reason you haven't seen much of me is because I normally pick Susan up at her apartment in town." To pick up, we know. Pick up es coger. And we said dejar to drop off. Ya tienes los dos verbos unidos ahí. Lo de dejar a alguien en algún sitio y recogerle. Pick up, drop off. Muy importante, padres, saber esta. So I normally pick Susan up at her apartment in town. In town es en la ciudad. "And you live here." Y tú vives aquí. "Want a drink?" Now, normally, if somebody says, "Do you want a drink?" they're talking about alcohol. If they say, "Do you want something to drink?" then it can be iced tea or anything. But if somebody says, "A drink," es una copa. Right? "Do you want a drink?" Right? But you say, "You want something to drink?" I'm thinking you're offering me maybe soft drinks or something like that as well. And Burt Johnson says, "I never drink. No one in my family ever drinks." "Yo no bebo, ni nadie en mi familia bebe." Says, "Oh," Arthur says, "that's great." Eso es genial. Cuidado, la pronunciación no es greet, sino great. Me acuerdo con los niños el otro día, dijeron algunos greet. Y no es greet, sino great. Suena como ocho, ¿no? Rima con ocho. Great, great. Okay? Then he says, "That's great. You probably never run out of ice your whole life." Y seguro que nunca te quedas sin hielo en todo tu vida. To run out of. Quedarse sin. To run out of. Right? We're running out of time. Lo digo siempre en los programas, right? We're running out of energy. I'm running out of patience. I'm running out of battery. To run out of. Tienes que usarlo porque se usa a tope en inglés, to run out of. Make a list of things. Look, when you're doing your grocery shopping, la compra, you make a list of things. Okay, we're running out of eggs. Nos estamos quedando sin huevos. We're running out of lettuce, lechuga. Nos estamos quedando sin. It's a good way to practice it with the kids, this phrasal verb, to run out of. Como una sola, como un solo sonido, run out of, run out of. Y en pasado, we ran out of. Es un ajuste. So I don't want to run out of anything. Yesterday, we ran out of. Ran out of, el out of, el ran, el run out of, sigue igual, es el ritmo detrás de ese verbo compuesto, that phrasal verb. All right, so there we go, guys. Great job, great job. Dexter Holland says, "Saludos, Alberto Alonso, desde Venezuela." Oh, okay, how cool. He says, "Te oigo todas las mañanas antes de ir al trabajo. Excelente tu trabajo. Un abrazo." Thank you so much, Dexter Holland. I really appreciate that. And it's lovely to, it's lovely to, of course, get these kind of comments from all over the world, de todo el mundo. So thank you so much, Dexter Holland, right? So, that said, we've got to solve our Say What soundbite. Many of you guessed that it was Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, El Mago de Oz. Dorothy, Judy Garland, played by Judy Garland. We just said Judy Garland before, right? We said people were mistaking Liza Minnelli for Judy Garland when she was filming the movie Arthur. Judy Garland, her daughter, and she was in this movie, The Wizard of Oz. Another movie that if you have not seen The Wizard of Oz in English, a classic, right, then you have not seen the movie. All right, so this is a scene where Judy Garland, who plays Dorothy again, says, if I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, si voy en busca del deseo en mi corazón otra vez, I won't look any further than my own backyard. No miraré más allá de mi propio patio, my own backyard. Now, quiero mirar estas palabras, further and farther, porque son parecidos y hasta nativos nos equivocamos. Further and farther. All right, now farther is usually used with distance. So California is farther than New York, if we're in Spain. California is farther than New York. And further is más allá en el sentido de no distancia, sino more in an expression kind of way, right? So if you want to improve your English, if you want to take it further, más allá, ahí no estamos hablando de distancia física. Entonces, eso es la gran diferencia entre el farther. Tú piensas que far es más allá. How far is it? It's 20,000 kilometers away, right? So ese farther es más allá, kilómetros, ¿no? Más lejos, kilómetros. Y further, más allá, más lejos, no de kilómetros, pero sino figurativamente, figuratively speaking, okay? It's the main difference over there. So, all right, well, folks, I've got to say something. We've got to hear that one more time. This is Judy Garland playing the classic role of Dorothy from one of the best movies ever made, The Wizard of Oz. Let's hear it.
If I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, I won't look any further than my own backyard.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. You know it. You know it. It is definitely time for famous birthday trivia on the show with no name. I'm going to tell you some clues over here, and I want you guys to tell me who those three famous people are that are celebrating a birthday today. Number one, this woman was born in 1946, an American actress, singer, and dancer, best known for her Academy Award-winning performance in Cabaret. Cabaret, this was in 1972. She has a very energetic stage persona, and she's a singer, an actress, a performer. She does it all. Her mother was very famous, too. Her mother is Judy Garland, and she was Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. And her father was also a performer named Vincent. I won't tell you his last name, because then I'll be giving you her last name, too. She moved to New York City in 1961, where she began her career as a musical theater actress and nightclub performer. So the whole cabaret thing was pretty real for her, you know? She was like, when she did the show Cabaret, she's like, I've already done these kind of shows, right? And, well, she just went on and she performed all throughout her life. Now she doesn't tour very much. What she usually does is smaller performances, more intimate performances. But this woman, at her height, she was filling Broadway theaters, Madison Square Garden, and truly a talented performer, a triple threat, singer, dancer, actor, los tres, right? All right, so that is number one. Number two, born in 1914, the mother of John Lennon. Now you're thinking, yeah, but why is John Lennon's mother so important? Well, you like the Beatles songs? Well, you know who John's muse was? His mama. That's right. His mother. In fact, one of the songs, one of the Beatles songs, has her name. I'm not going to tell you the name of the song. You have to tell me. There's another song called Mother as well, which is about his mom as well. He has very fond memories, bonitos recuerdos, F-O-N-D, of his mother. And she was a very high-spirited, impulsive person who loved music. Sounds like she, put that in her son. And she taught her son how to play the banjo and the ukulele. So there is a huge, influence coming from his mom. And not just did he, you know, think about her when he was writing his songs, but the reason he fell in love with music is because his mother taught him how to play. And she, you know, she just made him, since he was a young kid, love music. She would play records for him as well. And, she is a huge part. We always say behind every success, there are a lot of people, a lot of things. And, without his mom, maybe we wouldn't be talking about John Lennon at all, right? Maybe had his mother not, you know, put on records for him and taught him how to play the ukulele and the banjo, well, maybe we wouldn't be talking about the Beatles or singing, you know, maybe I wouldn't be able to teach you Don't Let Me Down, because it would have never been written. So there you go. That's number two. And number three in today's famous birthdays, ladies and gentlemen, this guy was born in 1956. He's an English bass player, bajista, and songwriter. He is a backing vocalist as well, and the primary songwriter and founder of the British heavy metal band Iron Maiden. That's right. He has been the band's only constant member since they started in 1975. Him, along with Dave Murray, they're the only two members. There's a good Iron Maiden trivia to appear on all of their albums. And he's responsible for that sound. And I didn't know there was a name for it. That galloping sound. Galope. Because I hear it all the time in Iron Maiden songs. And I don't know too much about music, you know. But I knew that there was something special about that sound that they had, that dum da dum da dum da dum. It sounded like horses galloping. It sounded like this big, you know, like battlefield. And I didn't know that. So you can listen to that galloping, that signature sound of his, that galloping, in songs such as Run to the Hills, also in The Trooper as well. And they usually say he's one of the greatest heavy metal bassists out there. He released his debut solo album in the year 2012. And there you go. This is Iron Maiden in the house over here. This is why we looked at today's Fear of the Dark. Fear of the Dark. I have a constant fear that something's always there. And, you guys were singing. I hope you guys were singing it with me. I hope you didn't leave me hanging. I hope you didn't. All right, let's take a look here on Twitter and see what we've got over here. See if anybody has figured out today's three famous birthdays. Let's take a look. We've got some winners, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Express Jaster. Also, Anix as well. Nice job, Express, Jaster, and Anix on today's famous birthday trivia. All right, number one, Liza Minnelli. Liza Minnelli, a talented performer. She's been in every star of stage, screen. She's got, in fact, the song New York, New York was originally sung by her. Did you know that trivia question? There's a weird one. So who originally sang the song New York, New York? Liza Minnelli, not Frank Sinatra. But Frankie blew her out of the water, right? Le dio mil vueltas. We can also say he ran circles around her with his version of this amazing song. All right. So Liza Minnelli, number one, our famous birthday girl. Number two, behind every boy or girl is a mama who's really proud and trying to make sure that that kid is inspired and happy and healthy. And that is Julia Lennon. The name of the song, obviously, is Julia, one of the songs he wrote for his mom. And last but not least, legendary bassist Steve Harris. Steve Harris. All right, so there we go, amigos. Yep. It's today's famous birthdays, and that's today's show. We ran out of time. Para usar el quedarse sin. All right, guys, thank you so much for being here and for participating in all the sections. Thank you so much, Nacho, as well. And, guys, we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye.
Escuchando
Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Vaughn Radio.
Lengua, un 8, bien, bien. Matemáticas, un 9.5, muy bien. Educación física, un 10, toma ya. Inglés, un 3, Marquitos.
Esta Semana Santa, tráelos a los cursos intensivos de Vaughan para niños. Disfrutarán de sus vacaciones mientras se divierten de verdad. Y aprenden inglés en nuestras clases intensivas de 4 horas diarias, de 4 a 17 años. Infórmate ya en el 911-335-832 o en grupovaughan.com. Clases intensivas para niños y jóvenes en Semana Santa. 911-335-832. Grupovaughan.com.
El liderazgo tiene una cantidad grande de elementos. Hay gente que piensa que estos conceptos pueden ser casi mitológicos, es decir, que encontrar personas que cumplan todas estas habilidades o que vivan estas habilidades es imposible. A mí me gusta decir que lo peor en la vida no es no cumplir todos los sueños, lo peor es no tener sueños que cumplir. Dicho de otro modo, si ponemos el listón muy alto, pues